In My Family by Carmen Lomas Garza. Every time I paint, it serves a purpose. To bring about pride in our Mexican-American culture. The paintings and stories in this book are my memories of growing up in Kingsville, Texas, near the border with Mexico. Carmen Lomas Garza. The Horned Toads. When we were kids, my mother and grandmother would get mad at us for playing in the hot sun in the middle of the day. They'd say we were just like the horned toads at high noon, playing outside without a care. I was fascinated by the horned toads. They're shaped like frogs, but they're not frogs. They're lizards. They have horns all over their bodies to protect them from bigger animals that want to eat them. Here's my brother, Arturo, trying to feed an ant to a horned toad. I'm behind him, on my toes, because I don't want the ants to crawl up on me. Those are fire ants. They can really sting. Cleaning nopalitos. This is my grandfather, Antonio Lomas. He's shaving off the thorns from freshly cut cactus pads called nopalitos. My sister Margie is watching him work. Nopalitos are called the food of last resort because back when there were no refrigerators and your winter food supply would run out, you knew you could eat the cactus pads through the last days of winter and the early days of spring. My grandmother would boil the nopalitos in salt water, cut them up, and stir-fry them with chile and eggs for breakfast. Empanadas. Once every year, my Aunt Paz and Uncle Beto would make dozens and dozens of empanadas, sweet turnovers filled with sweet potato or squash from their garden. They would invite all the relatives and friends to come over, and you could eat as many as you wanted. They lived in a little one-bedroom house, and every surface in the house was covered with a plate of empanadas. There was no place to sit down. There is Uncle Beto rolling out the dough. Aunt Paz, in the yellow dress with the red flowers, is spreading in the filling. My mother and father are drinking coffee. That's me in the blue dress. Birthday barbecue. This is my sister Mary Jane's birthday party. She's hitting a piñata that my mother made. My mother also baked and decorated the cake. There she is, bringing the meat that's ready to cook. My father is cooking at the barbecue, which he designed and built himself. My grandfather is shoveling in the coals of mesquite wood. Underneath the tree are some young teenagers, very much in love. My great uncle is comforting my young cousin, who was crying, and encouraging him to hit the piñata. My grandmother is holding a baby. She was always holding the babies and feeding them and putting them to sleep. Easter eggs. This is my parents' dining room. My mother and brothers and sisters and I are gathered around the table decorating eggshells, cascarones, for Easter Sunday. We would fill them with confetti, which we made by cutting up newspapers and magazines. On Easter Sunday, after church, we would go swimming. After swimming, we'd eat, and after eating, we'd bring out the cascarones. We would sneak up on our brothers or sisters or friends, break the cascarones on their heads, and rub the confetti into their hair. Sometimes my brothers would put flour into the eggshells, so that when they broke them on your wet head, the flour would turn to paste. That's how sneaky my brothers were sometimes. Dance at El Jardín. This is a Saturday night at El Jardín, a neighborhood restaurant in my hometown. It's the summer, so warm that you can dance outside. A conjunto band is playing, drums, accordion, guitar, and bass. This is the music I grew up with. Everybody's dancing in a big circle. The young couples, the older couples, and the old folks dancing with the teenagers or children. Even babies get to dance. I learned to dance from my father and grandfather. This is where my love of dance started. To me, dance means fiesta, celebration. You have the music, the beautiful clothes, and all the family members dancing together. It's like heaven. It is heaven.